Four Syracuse counselors with decades of experience are stepping down at the end of the year, mostly because of term limits. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the counselors reflect on their time in office and the challenges still ahead for the city.
Council President Van Robinson is the first person of color to serve as president, and he has been on the council for the past 18 years.
I, for one, I'm going to miss my colleagues here. I'm going to miss the give and take, the special bond that we have built between us.
Robinson says it's extremely ironic that when he first came to Syracuse, the mayor was Bill Walsh, and now that he's leaving political life, the new mayor is Walsh's grandson, Ben Walsh.
I wish the incoming administration all the luck in the world. We had some very difficult questions that we have to answer.
Councilor Joe Nicoletti is also stepping down and says one of his disappointments is not dealing with Syracuse's fiscal crisis.
This is a time for courage. This is a time for honesty. This is a time to have people there who are going to honestly work together and be prepared to make those difficult decisions. And if we don't, we are not going to be here.
Nicoletti says tax increases and consolidation should all be on the table. He unsuccessfully ran for mayor this year, his fourth attempt after four decades of public service. He described the current state of politics as a horrible atmosphere and admits it's been melancholy reflecting on the past. Councilor Jean Kestner says she has felt strongly against police cameras in neighborhoods and never voted for them.
What I've always wanted and advocated for is to have community policing. But what I want for them is not to just feel safe, but to actually be safe. And I never felt that got a fair airing.
To the counselors coming in, Counselor Nader Maroon says the learning curve will take some time.
Understand the issues. Ask the questions. Don't just go along and give your vote. Ask questions of department heads and ask questions of your constituency. Come back prepared to vote intelligently based on that.
The outgoing counselor's extensive experience will be replaced by some political newcomers in their 30s. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.